juice, don't put no bleach on his clothes, don't put no sugar in his gas tank, and don't kill nobody. I said, well, damn, there ain't much left then but to drink, eh? What I'm going to do? Yeah, so I'm going to get through with the story real quick. So I'm here now, and I'm calling my sponsor back in L.A. I've left my entire fellowship. You guys trained me to go to meetings, so I got into some meetings and stuff when I moved to Atlanta. And this year, it'll be 20 years I've been in Atlanta, but I made it through that without getting loaded. And as I look back, I'm going to talk about this thing called grace. The reason why I know this program works because I've done everything to make it not work. And it was but by grace. See, they had this song when I was a kid. It was too damn long. It didn't make no sense. And I didn't like the beat. I feel like I'm on American Bandstand. I didn't like the beat. Any American Bandstand? Oh. Some of y'all too young. That's all right. I'm talking to all the gray-haired people. Y'all know about American, but Dick Clark, thank you. And it was called Amazing Grace. And grace is something that the Most High gives me when I don't deserve it, when I don't know how I get out of escape from certain situations. You know that grace that when you're on your way to the liquor store, you hope they take this $1.50 when it's $2 when you're trying to get to it. You know that kind of grace when you run out of gas and you got to, but you make it home, but you don't have enough gas to start your car to go to work. You know that grace that keeps that baby that you left in the house by him or herself when you should be at home taking care of your children. You know that grace that your mother wakes up and sees that the mother makes up and sees that the baby's got a fever and she goes and gives them all the medicine, but the fever won't come down, and then you just praise and all of a sudden the baby's getting well. You know that grace that saved you because when you left the house to go to work and you looked to the side because you had to go back in and get your wallet and you know it made you have more time and you lose time and you're rushing and you look at this accident that probably happened 5 minutes before you get to that intersection and you could say, but for the grace, that was me. I didn't know. I thought grace was an old lady with cats. But that boy broke my soul. I had done all the work, I was sponsored. I mean, every aspect of this program, I stuck with it. I lost weight. I went into a depression that was so cold I couldn't get up off the couch. See, I don't know about you. Some of y'all eat a lot of ice cream when you're depressed. I kill myself internally because I stop eating. I look like I'm drunk. I look like I'm loaded. I can't move. I can't breathe. I lost my voice. I was talking to my sponsor like this. I don't know if you've ever had that kind of pain and you can't get loaded. The meetings aren't working. The writing's not working. The big book's not working. The meditation's not working. You have to ride through it. There was a girl that was in my home group. She said, baby, sometimes you just gotta rock with the pain. And say, I'm a microwave girl. I don't want to hurt too long. I don't want to hurt too bad. I don't want to keep this pain going. But y'all held my hand and you held me up and you stood me up and you said, hold your head up because you are sober. The cold part about the 12 steps is not designed to get you sober, though, boo. This is just my perception. It's not in the big book. It's not designed to get you friends and cars and trips to Hawaii and get you a condo and get you a little summer home and be a snowbird and make you have $2.5 billion and have a good position and live in Malibu. It's not designed for all of the stuff. It's not designed. You know what I found out? This is just my story. It is designed to get me connected to the power. I'm going to say that again for the backpack. It's designed to get me connected to a power. Let me tell you why I need a sponsor. See, there's a lot of cords up here. You know, there's a lot of cords, and then they got a plug over here and a plug over there. And some of this stuff won't reach that plug. So, you know, because without the plugs, this mic would not work. You could not hear me. And so what they do is they get what's called not an extension cord. What do you call it, sir? Thank you, power strip. I knew somebody was brilliant. And what that power strip does is have you plug.